message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I have limited time left in the next few minutes that I have. I'll be speaking on the Word of God titled Dissolving the Mysteries of Life via Praise. Dissolving the mysteries of life via praise. A mystery is something which you don't really understand. A mystery is something that you can't really get what it means. It's a situation that is a mystical situation. A situation that you cannot really understand by your intellectual understanding or by your educational capability. It is beyond human reasoning. Life poses a lot of mysteries to many of us. Life comes with all sorts of things that sometimes we just cannot understand them. They are simply beyond what human understanding can get. How do you explain when a man walks and walks and walks and is still unable to take anything tangible home? He goes to work in the morning, comes back late at night, but yet there's nothing to show for his labor. He works so hard, even work knows that he is working. Yet there's nothing to show. How do you explain when a lady who has kept herself from defilement, she did not rubbish herself, yet she's on the line like permanently or semi-permanently waiting for the right guy, lived her life to the glory of God, living to the glory of God, lacking any form of defilement. Yet, nobody is saying, where is your hand in marriage? And she's due. Somebody say, mystery. How do you explain a lady who did not useless herself as a single, yet gets married and is on the line waiting for children? It's a mystery. People naturally believe that once people have done a lot of rubbish, that's when they begin to wait. But it's not true in all cases. My wife and I were privileged to be waiting on the Lord for some time after we got married. And we were in courtship for many years, maybe about 5 years if I can remember. And we never had sex. We never slept together. So I was wondering, what's going on? It's a mystery. Every mystery around anybody's life today, that mystery shall be resolved in the name of Jesus. How do you explain a student who reads? She even puts her two legs inside water so as not to be able to sleep. She instructed her friends, if I sleep, slap me. To show you how very, very determined she is to read. She read, yet the result came out. And it's nothing to show. It's a mystery. There is a solution to mysteries in life. There is something you can do that will solve your mysteries. And I tell you this, I have used this many times. You know, how many of you have entered Molue before in Lagos? And some people are trying to sell drugs. And they tell you, this drug, if you do this, they will even count like 50 things the drug can do. And they will tell you, even me have used it before. What I'm about to tell you this morning is what I have used before to solve my many multifaceted and multidimensional problems in life. It's called praise. Praise is a mystery which you cannot understand. You can't get it. Your human intellect cannot get praise. Because you look, how do I begin to dance before God? And because of that, things just, problems just get resolved. Yes. This is because your praise moves God. This is because your praise moves the hand of God. This is because your praise feeds God. My wife knows the kind of food I like. So when she calls me and she says, I have prepared so for you, I know she's communicating to me. She knows that these are the kind of things that this man likes. So if I'm not home early, maybe I'm busy working, I said, hello, she sent me a text, I've prepared this, I know. She's telling me, I've prepared something very, very outstanding. That is the way praise is. Praise is something special to God. If you deny God praise, you have denied yourself your place. If you deny God praise, you have denied God your place in life and destiny. I have never seen a problem that praise can't solve. No matter what the challenges are, praise can solve. Oh, this morning, because of time, I'll be giving us four examples of where praise solves mysteries. Then we'll fire on this morning. Or do I stop here? Or do you think I should stop here? Is anybody enjoying God already? All right, let's move on then. Examples of how praise solves mysteries for people. Number one is the raising of a dead man of 4 days called Lazarus. I'll not be able to read all the scriptures because of time, but you can get that story in full in John chapter 11. It's from verse 1, but when you get to verse 38, even from verse 34, you see that Jesus got there and he wept. John 11:34. You will see that when Jesus got there, he wept. But when he got to verse 38, you will see how the Bible says, therefore, again, groaning in himself, coming to the grave, was a cave, and a stone was laid on it. That is, this man called Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Someone say 4 days. 35, John 11:35, Jesus wept, not 34. Now, Jesus got there, and he was crying because it's a mystery. This guy should not have died. And in verse 38, he got to the grave and the stone was already laid on that place. Now look at this, I'm taking you somewhere. And Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, coming to the grave. It was a cave and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he must have been stinking. That is, this is a very complex situation. Someone say complex. If someone is dead for 1 day, even let's say 1 hour, it's still okay. They can still get there and maybe say, okay, you are so anointed. 4 hours, maybe, okay, 10 hours. By that time, you're already perceiving a lot of smell and odor, right? Am I right? By the time you get to 24 hours, you might not be able to really stand around that dead human being. Now, this has been dead for 4 good days. 1, 2, 3, and what? 4. The situation was already a bad case. If you have ever seen any doctor, medical doctor, or professor of medicine that says, I can raise a 4-dead-year-old person, please bring him to me. I want to see the person. That is, he's so knowledgeable. He's a professor emeritus. He says, I can raise somebody that's been dead before. I have an injection that can raise the person. Let me see. Maybe you have an uncle like that. But Jesus got there. Let's go on. John 11, go to verse 41 now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And they took away the stone from where the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee. What? Getting to a dead person's corpse who is dead for 4 days, and the next thing you are saying is,
Abba, Father, we glorify your name. No one like you. There is no one like you. Abba, Father, Abba, Father, we glorify your name. No one like you. Oh, there is no one. Abba, Father, Abba, Father, we glorify your name. No one like you.
This was the kind of song Jesus was singing when he got there. He was thanking him over these cups. Let's go on now to verse 42. John 11:42. And I knew that thou hearest me. That is, I am so sure that as I'm thanking you, you are hearing me. Did God hear your praise this morning? That's why you must not stand like a statue when we are praising God. Or you stand and you do your hand like this. I've seen some people like that this morning. They did their hand like this. Is a sign of unseriousness. Why did you leave the house then? Why did you come here? And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of people we stand by, I said it that thou mayest believe that thou hast sent me. Let's go on now. Thank you. And when he that had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Yes. And he that was dead came forth, bound hands and foot with grave clothes, and his face was already, they had snipped his nose with cotton wool. They had snipped his ears with cotton wool. They had bound his eyes to the extent that even if he was not dead, he would have died, because the thing had bounded all his head. That guy came out and he said, loose this guy, let him go. Why? Praise has lifted him. I speak to somebody here today. I don't care what is dead in your life. Your business, your marriage, your health, your organs, your liver, your heart. Anything dead is jacking back to life this morning in the name of Jesus. It's coming back to life this morning in the name of Jesus. Number two, because of time, I would have liked to flog this a little bit more, but because of time, I have four examples. I'm still on number one. Another example of how praise can solve mysteries is that praise saves from enemies. Praise saves from. In 2 Samuel 22, verse 4, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. So shall I be saved from my. You'll be saved from your enemies today. You know that story very well. 2 Chronicles 20, from verse 1 to all the way to 26. How people came against Jehoshaphat, and how three nations, the Moabites, the Ammonites, and people from Mount Seir, came against him. And the Bible says that he appointed singers. Somebody say appointed singers. He appointed singers, and they began to sing. The question is that if somebody is coming to you for war, is it singers that you appoint or fighters? Somebody is coming to you to fight you. Somebody says, I'm coming to you and I'm going to destroy your house. I'm going to destroy you. I'm coming with guns, AK-47, GPMG, General Purpose Machine Gun. That is the one whereby when it is shooting, it just moves. You watch films. I know many of us here, action guys, action film. It will just be shaking you like this. You just be moving it like this. Say, that is what I'm coming with. And then the next thing you do is that you appointed singers. Verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that he might praise. Can you see that? Not that they will prepare guns, shine guns, prepare the guns, service the guns. He appointed singers and began to praise. Friends, to cut long story short, because of our time, these people face themselves. There are three nations, particularly, and the first two face themselves. The first one killed the other one. Then the other one, the two of them face, and they kill themselves. Now, the worst thing about this story is that for 3 days, they were still gathering the blessings of this. Because how do you say you are going to war and you carry gold in your pocket? How do you go to war and you carry silver in your pocket? How do you go to war and you carry all sort of precious things in your pocket? That's in verse 25. Verse 25. And when Joseph and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them abundance, both riches, with the dead bodies. And they were removing their gold wristwatches. They were removing their gold chain. Some of them had gold chain on their legs. A man with gold chain on his leg, I see his brain has problem. Gold ring everywhere. Put like 5 of them in their hands. They were removing it from their hands before the hands begin to decay. This is a mystery of life. What it means is that praise is a weapon to fight your enemies and to win your enemies. Anybody that is against you today, via your praise, you are going to win them in the name of Jesus. I say, via your praise, you are going to win them in the name of Jesus. Via your praise, you are going to win them in the name of Jesus. Today, I declare that your enemies will face themselves and fight themselves. That witch, that wizard, that power of darkness against you, forces of hell that is waging war against your family, let them face themselves today and shoot themselves. All those against your children, against the success of your children's forthcoming examination, against your peace of mind, anybody against your child, let them face themselves and kill themselves. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Number 3, example of how praise can solve mysteries is in the book of Joshua, chapter 6, from verse 1. The Bible says that Jericho was straightly locked. It was straightly shut up. They shut up Jericho. Nobody can go in and nobody can go out. It was shut up totally. And God speaking to Joshua, the man of God, the servant of God, Joshua, begin to get people that will go around this wall. And on the seventh day, let them go around this 7 times. And let there be a shout. Let me hear a shout here this morning. And as they shouted, hallelujah, and Bible says that the wall came down flat. And they took the city. They took this. That is, they took over. You will take over. I say you will take over. I say you will take over. I say you will take over. They took the city. They took over. Why? Because they praise God. That is what praise does. Praise makes your problem to fall down flat and then you take over. Somebody's here. If you are one of us that is going to take over, let me hear you say big amen. Somebody here, you are moving from the back to the forefront. I say you are moving from the back to the forefront. Can I hear you say louder amen? You know, because of this testimony, if you read the Bible very well, people began to fear Joshua and the children of Israel. Because this wall is so massive that chariots can move on it simultaneously, side by side. Chariots with horses can move by it. It's a massive wall. Theologian says that it's a wall that was built for a long time. And it is a massive investment. It's not just a wall, or just a one-line wall, or two-line wall, or three-line wall, or even 10-line wall. Bricks put together, and it just came down flat. That is how your problem will come down flat. That is how the things that are giving you headache will come down flat. Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? That is how your challenges will come down flat. In the name of Jesus. And only those who are ready to praise God can possess their possession and go into their destiny. Number 4, how praise can solve mysteries is that evil spirit flee with praise. Evil spirit flee with praise. In 1 Samuel 16, verse 15 to 23, I know you know the story very well. You know, in 1 Samuel 16, verse 1, God had already rejected Saul. Bible speaking to Samuel and said, Samuel, I have rejected. How long will you continue to mourn over Saul? Seeing I have rejected him from reigning, I have appointed for myself another king. and then and on and on and on like that. And then the Bible says that an evil spirit began to torment Saul. 1 Samuel 16:15. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold, now an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let's go now. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on an harp, who shall come to, and it shall come to pass when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play. Somebody say play. An evil spirit was tormenting this king. They said the only solution for this evil spirit to go is for you to look for somebody to play. Just let him play. Let him be playing worship. Can't pay you, Lord. Can't pay you, Lord. There's nothing I can give. That makes any sense. That makes any sense. Can't pay you, Lord. Pay you, Lord. I can't
pay you, Lord. There's nothing I can give.
Give you my praise. I give you my love. I give you my love.
Forevermore.
Forevermore. I give you my praise. I give you my praise. Give you my all. I give you my love. I give you my all.
Forevermore.
Forevermore.
And as this worship was going on, evil spirit said, hey, I know they here. I know they stay here. I'm checking out. You know how you go to an hotel and after you are monitoring the time so that it's not 12 o'clock, so that the 12 o'clock doesn't meet you there. So before for you to pay another hotel bill, you begin to pack fast. Then he goes down, you throw the key, say, thank you, I've already, I'm leaving. He did not wait for them to say goodbye. The evil spirit check out of Saul. Why? Song was being played. In the place of praise and worship, evils check out.
Demons tremble at your presence. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything about you is great.
That is how that evil checked out. I say to somebody here today, as we praise God this morning, everything that has hitherto troubled you, troubled your business, troubled your family, troubled your health, is checking out in the name of Jesus. Friends, haven't heard this? I'll be giving you here this morning 8 lessons you can learn from these 4 stories. Number 1 lesson is that there is no situation that praise cannot handle, even death. Number 1 lesson to learn from this scriptures I've given to you this morning is that there is no situation that praise cannot handle. I've never seen that situation. I say this situation is beyond God. There is no situation that praise cannot handle. Number 2 lesson to learn from these scriptures is that praise saves from enemies and enemies attack. Don't forget that we're in a wicked world. Psalm 74 verse 20. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of habitations of cruelty. Habitations of cruelty. Habitations of cruelty. The world is a cruel place. It's a wicked place. We are in a wicked world where enemies abound. And it takes praise to dominate them. It takes praise. You know, praise gives you power. And with power you dominate. Psalm 66 verse 3. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. And somebody's here today, your enemies will submit themselves unto you in Jesus' name. Number 3 lesson to learn from this is that praise is a weapon of victory in life and in destiny. Praise is a weapon. for victory in life and in destiny. Praise is a weapon for victory in life. When enemies come against you like a flood, lift up the standard against them through praise. I've won several battles in life via praise. Praiseful men are dangerous men. You become an enemy with them, you have signed your own obituary. Praise men and praise women are deadly men. Because there are people that feed God every day. God does not joke with them. God does not play with them. God can do anything. He can wipe out an entire generation because of them. One person in the family says, I am against this pastor. I am against this person. Then God says, it's a pity. That's the end of that generation. Everyone that is against you and against you permanently from today, God in his own mercy is going to wipe them out in Jesus' name. I say God will wipe them out in Jesus' name. Number four, lesson from praise is that all problems bow to your praise. Every of your problems. Death bow to praise. Enemies attack, bow to praise. Wall of Jericho, bow to praise. Every problem of life, we always bow to your praise. Praise is the key to your race. So if you want problems to bow, then you must praise. Number five lesson from this scripture is that all obstacles are crushed to pieces. Look at the way the wall of Jericho was crushed to pieces. It became powder. A massive wall. That is how those challenges before you today will become a testimony in your hands in Jesus' name. Number six lesson from the scripture is that instead of anxiety, it's better to embrace praise. Instead of fear, subscribe to praise. Philippians 4 verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make all your requests known unto God. Instead of being anxious or fearful about it, you should be dancing over it. I told you the story as an undergraduate. Whenever we do an exam, and it's very, very difficult. In fact, almost all my exams, after exams, I go to sports center to go and pray and to praise God. But when we have exams that are very, very difficult, when others are still at the entrance of the hall lamenting and biting their fingers, I just carry my Bible and all the gadgets I have, and I go straight to where I'm going to praise God. And when my classmates are passing by, they will see me in a place praising God, and they will. So I will see some doing their head like this. This guy is a crazy guy. This guy, very crazy guy. This kind of exam, you are still dancing like this. This kind of exam, you are still jubilating like this. While my wife and I were trusting God for children, we were in a rented apartment, four different flats in that place. When we start praising God, we lock the windows because our praises became a burden to the entire flats, the entire building. When we are praising it, everybody will be wondering, what's going on? Is there a revival here? So when we want to pray, we lock the window so as to minimize the noise. But the noise could not be minimized. When you are a God praiser, your problem must bow. It must bow. Friends, via today's praise, your problem will bow. I say your problem will bow. Listen, God told me in the place of my prayer, I think yesterday or early this morning, He's going to perfect what He has started in your life during this anniversary. I say He's going to perfect what He has started in your life in the name of Jesus. He that began a good work is faithful to complete it. That's why I know that good work that God has started is going to complete it in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say a big amen? Number what now? Number seven lesson from this to this morning is that we must cast all our cares and burden on God via praise. 1 Peter 5 verse 7. Casting all your cares and burden upon Him, for He cares for you. He cares for you. Can I tell you this, everybody here, my wonderful people here? God cares for you. God cares for you. God loves you. He loves you with passion. And I tell you this, nobody loves you like God loves you. Nobody. No wife or husband or children can love you more than God loves you. You know, His own love, it doesn't have condition. He loves you with The Bible says, when my father and my mother forsake me, God will pick me up. If wife forsake you, if people turn against you, your best friend turn against you, your own brother refuse to pick your calls because of one flimsy excuse, God cannot forsake you. And that's why you must praise him and thank him and exalt him, because you know that he loves you. What he has done in your life already has already shown that he loves you. He has spared you. He has given you breath. He has helped you to get to where you are today. You have passed through thick and thin. You have escaped many dangers, yet you are still here. And that is why I'm so certain that all the days of your life, God will preserve you to the very end in Jesus' name. And number 8, where we stop this morning, lessons from this scripture this morning, is that evil powers bow to praise. Evil power bows to praise. In that scripture that I read earlier on, in 1 Samuel 16, from verse 15 to 23, where Saul was being tormented by evil spirits, the Bible says, and as David began to praise God with instrument of praise, the evil spirit checked out. Maybe there's something tormenting you. Maybe there's a sickness in your body now. It's a stranger. And the Bible says, the strangers shall hear the voice of the Lord and they will run out of their closed places. Psalms 18 verse 44. And as strangers will hear your voice today, they will check out in the name of Jesus. As soon as they hear me, somebody say hear me. That's why a quiet Christian has no future. A Christian that does not sing praises has no future. A Christian who is lost in thoughts when we are praising God is an unserious Christian. The Bible says in that same scripture, as soon as they hear me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. Today, problems that have been tormenting you, challenges that have been giving you problems, they are going to be dissolved mysteriously in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen?
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.